Blog Talk Radio.
Automatically
You know what I mean?
What?
23 minutes remaining. That's what I'm talking about.
I wonder if I should give readings to people.
What did you say?
I wonder if I should give readings for people.
If they want them, yeah, dude, give them some readings. So, okay, I'm at your page. Now what do?
Go click on the link that's right there. It says, my show, Deep Thoughts at 4 a.m. is live for the next 30
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, I'm here and shit, and it says call in number, and it says click to talk, but where do I see what you see?
Scroll down, and you'll see the chat room.
No, I don't see any chat room. Error. Why is it being so D-baggish right now? Hold on a second.
Oh my god, Tiffany is listening to the show.
Is she?
Yeah, she just texted me.
I'd like to give a call in, Tiffany. I'd like to give a shout out to Tiff Diesel, please. Tiffany. Hey, you think I should rap on here? You think I should give him my fucking rap?
I think you should. That'd be pretty
you
funny.
Do or you don't?
Do it.
You sure? Because, I mean, I won't.
I mean, it's your own creative expression. Maybe I'll start
to
bounce with something.
All right, are you ready? Because I'm about to bust it out.
You should do it.
I should give me a minute, because I don't think they're ready. Can you, like, extend the show any longer? Because it's not that long, and I kind of want it to be longer.
I think so. Hang on.
You said it. People who listen to this also, like, kick back with the Dane troops. Mine's better. Below talk radio. I've been listening to the radio all day long, eh?
Alright, hang on.
There are three guests. Dude, I can hear myself talking.
Oh, they can chat if they want to.
Below talk radio.
Dude, I can fucking hear myself talking. Like, I talk, and then, like, 10 seconds later, it says it on the fucking computer.
Yeah, pause it. Sounds bad. Oh, shit. All right, we're going to put our first caller on.
All right, you ready?
All right. Hello, Tiffany.
Hey.
What's going on?
Shit.
Welcome to Deep Thoughts at 4 a.m. Do you have a deep thought for us to think about?
Dude, the computer is
definitely
slower than us.
What?
I said the computer is slower than what we're actually talking.
Yeah, no, isn't that weird?
Yeah, there's a delay because it's going through New York and then coming back to you, and it's all a very long way.
I want to log in. I got to register.
Yeah, dude, I forgot my
password.
Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah, I totally
forgot. Are we
calling money
part of this?
No.
I'm going to register.
No money whatsoever.
I'm going to register.
Huh? I got to figure out the show. So what's going on, dude? What?
Nothing. Kind of reading.
Oh, hell yeah. You want me? Hang on, I'm going to try and extend the show real quick. And I will definitely do your reading.
Okay.
So what's been going on with you?
Huh?
What has been going on with you?
Like, what do you mean? Like, what have I been doing for the last few hours?
Yeah.
Nothing. Watching Ugly Betty on Hulu.
Ugly Betty is the best.
It's pretty funny. I didn't.
When's my birthday?
Mark, how long do you want the show to go?
Like 3 hours or something? Is that the wrong answer?
We can go to 60, 90, or 120 minutes.
You want to do 90? We can do 90.
Alright. We'll do 90. I hope it changed. Let's see. All right.
So, how do you, I have a question. How do you turn the TV volume up when you got the stereo on? Why do you want to listen to TV and the stereo at the same time? Because I like to party?
The party.
You want to call me? Dude, I love you.
We have a lot of time left. We're good.
We have like hours left.
Yes. All right, we're going to give Tiffany a reading.
All right, good.
Okay, now you remember these cards a little bit, don't you, Murray?
What?
You remember these cards a little bit?
Yeah, I remember, like, lightweight.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Alright, Tiffany.
I wish we had another call in from some. Is Tiffany Ola the G or whatever?
I don't think so.
What? No, I didn't sign in.
I don't even know who that is.
That is Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Blog Talk.
All right, now Tiffany.
Oh, shit.
Now you know the drill. I need you to count in increments from 1 to 7. All
right.
Every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. So go ahead and begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
All right. 1. 2. 3, 4.
Oh my god, your cards just fell over.
Huh?
Your cards just fell. 2 of your cards just fell off.
Wow.
Okay. Go.
I don't even know what
you're going.
Is that 5 or 4?
5.
Alright, 6. 7.
Nice, Merc Diesel's on the scene.
8.
Alright, good. No, don't go that far.
9.
Oh boy. Look at you! Oh, look at you!
Ooh.
You're really. You're about to have an amazing day. Okay, so you're about to, like, get some money, and, like, money is coming for sure, and you're going to be thinking about it and thinking about some obstacle in your life, work, and it's going to be important to you. Something new is flowering and finally putting into motion, and then the shining armor is going to bring that love back into your life.
So, lucky.
Right.
Aw, sorry, Merc.
No, that's cool. Don't worry. I got my own fobs, but I got them fucking dealing with them right now, homie. Oh. I don't know why I just rapped for any reason, but I'm glad for you, though, Tiffany. You're a good person. You deserve to fucking be happy. And finally, it seems like you might fucking find that guy that you're going to marry in about 2 weeks.
What?
No, I'm just messing with you, Tiffany. That's
funny.
He's
in jail.
Yeah.
I'm a funny guy.
Like,
who wants to get married? Let's get married.
Oh. Marriage.
Nobody wants to talk. Like, all of this like, talk at me.
Beth is here, that quirky girl. Oh, hey, girl.
Hey, girl,
she's
hey.
Cool. She's from L.A.
Oh, she's gone now. She heard you call her up.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. Dude, what do the Z's mean? What do those things mean?
That means they're sleeping.
Oh, she's dead.
So how are they listening but sleeping at the same time?
Because you can listen, and that means you're idle from the chat room.
Dude, this is so backed up. It's like, I can hear what you're saying, like, 5 minutes ago right now.
Yeah, you should probably turn that off.
It's kind of cool, though. It's like, I'm on radio and I can hear myself.
That's too funny. So, Tiffany, do you have any questions about your reading?
When am I getting money?
I don't know. Let's find out.
What
are
you making for?
I don't know. I'm going to find out right now.
Hello. Hello, that quirky hello. Girl. Hello there.
Okay, you're going to get some kind of new invitation or some new kind of proposition. See, the moon came up so singly.
Hey, who's that quirky girl? Because she knows who I am. It's kind of weird.
Dude, it says Merc Dizzle, you idiot. Like, she knows your name's Merc.
Oh.
Why are you saying hi, Merc?
I get it now.
Hey, Steph.
I was like, what's happening in my life right now?
I wish I was tiny so I could talk. This is gay.
Tiffany, I love you.
Why?
Because it was funny. You're like, your name's Merc Dizzle, you idiot. I just heard it, and it was just funny.
Yo, you crazy. You crazy, girl. Okay, so listen, about this moon action, it's like super pretty, and like, very mysterious. It reminds me of that Scorpio energy, so maybe you have to do some, like, investigating or something, like some kind of, let's see, maybe... Okay, I said something about the new proposition. Concern to business will be something of concern to you. Wow, I just repeated that. Sorry.
Everything
I don't know. It's part of beauty
I
and luck. It's coming to you.
I wanna be successful.
Merc, did you
see,
write
this exactly. Look it, this is exactly what I'm talking about. This fucking guy just messaged me and is like, when are we going to kick it? You're super hot and blah, 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 blah. Like, nobody ever says, oh my God, I want a committed relationship with you. That never
Oh, wow.
Why would they say that?
Like, yeah. I never hear that. Like, why doesn't somebody walk up to me on the streets and be like, oh my God, do you want to commit to me for 3 years? And then call it like nothing.
You're a funny character, guy.
It's just,
you know what I hate more than anything in the world?
What?
The United motherfucking States, motherfucking Army. I fucking hate it. I hate it so much. I fucking hate it so much.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting lifestyle.
Sorry, I'm listening to some rap music, so I'm getting all pumped. Damn, where my reach is going, somebody that you should know.
This is crazy. It's almost 420. Oh, shit. Tiffany, what are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out how to...
Are you at home?
Yeah.
Are you trying to kick it?
Hell no.
You're trying to kick it? I would like to kick it, but I'm all the way in Texas because of the United States Army.
Yes. It is warm down there. You should be happy.
Hey. Hey.
Who's doing that?
Me. Go on.
Hey, do we want to hear a song? Anybody want to hear a song?
Listen, I'm trying to tell you about a song. Go.
Dog?
Oh, my God, man. Go on.
You need to use your words and speak up. Sound off like
go,
you got there.
Oh my God. Go on YouTube. Look up Passion Pit Sleepyhead. It's the sweetest video.
Oh yeah, dude. I love them. They're so good.
Yeah, dude. I downloaded three of their songs.
Wait, hang on. Which one do you want me to look up?
Sleepyhead.
Oh yeah, that's a good song. Hang on, I'm going to play it right now. Passion Pit Sleepyhead.
I'm supposed to get this pretty good in the reeling or something like that for you.
Here we go. I'm going to turn it up a hot second. I hope my mom doesn't break out.
I just got the best beat ever.
What's all that noise?
What?
What's all that noise, dude?
It's a song. It's crazy.
Dude, I'm whooping ass right now, dude.
I'm gonna turn it up for a minute.
I'm in bed, no dude.
I like this part, it's so trippy.
Yeah. Merg. Yo, Merg. Why am I not friends with you on Facebook?
I don't know.
He's a friend request to me. I don't really know. Sorry. I mean, friend or, I can't. I don't know. No excuse, Tiffany. I'm so sorry.
Huh?
I said I have no excuse, Tiffany. I'm so sorry.
Huh? I don't like this new Facebook shit.
Okay. I don't even know what you're talking about. I haven't even used it yet. Ew, somebody's like, what are you doing up so late? I'm like, I'm hosting a radio show. He's like, nice. Too bad you're working. And I'm like, ew, absolutely not. I like doing this.
It's all very
I think it's like my job. People are so random. Random. Oh my gosh, Maddie calls me every day. She's like, Bran. She's so funny. And she came up and like grabbed Amanda's hand and like held it, and Amanda got so freaked out. She's like, oh, she intimidated me. She's like some old lady coming to hold my hand.
Oh my god.
Maddie is so cute. She brought me a change purse from the Philippines one.
Hey, Mary. Are you going to accept my friend request or what?
No, don't do it.
No, come on. He did it to me on MySpace and it's so cute. Like, it wasn't even cool.
Merg.
What's up?
What are you doing?
Killing, why?
I'm multitasking very well.
Why, are you talking to me?
Yup.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
What's
he doing?
What are you guys doing?
You guys are just doing your card readings
and stuff. I don't want to, like, interfere.
What?
You guys are doing, like, your card reading stuff. I didn't want to interfere.
Man, I can't understand a word you are saying.
Oh, my gosh, guess what?
What?
Oh, my God, Tiffany.
What?
There's about to be some mad Venus action going on. It almost sounds so dirty, but, like, it's true.
Sounds real dirty.
I wanted to make a song called, oh, no, I don't even want to reveal the name yet. I can't even do it. But Brildo Venus is going to be good. And it's linked with, like, I think Jupiter. Let me look. Venus. It's making 5 different connections today. And lots of forward progress. So it's very, very good. And it's linking with the sun again. So it's very good, too.
It is. I'm pretty excited about the people they have.
Yeah, because the sun is amazing. It's, like, super powerful. And, like, Venus is, like, totally my planet.
Amen.
And it's the planet of beauty and luck. And no, not luck, I'm sorry. Beauty and good fortune. And, like, lots of other good things.
Yeah,
I'm going to look at it, actually. I'm going to read it to you because I want to. Okay, Venus is harmony. She symbolizes our relationship with all that we meet in the world. When we appraise or appreciate something, whether that be another person or possession, this is Venus, the sense of love or appreciation. We feel. Venus is reciprocity, interaction with others, compromise, reconciliation, and balance. She is also our need for approval and how we seek it. We, quote-unquote, consciousness and union. This ability to get it together is also tested by our talent, or lack of, for developing a sense of wealth and affluence. Venus is what we love. Feel comfortable, and what appeals to us. And she has much to do with our desires, luxuries, and their enjoyment. She's also about making oneself enjoyable. Thus, her energy is what has been called the courtier spirit, which means being agreeable and smoothing the path. In many ways, she shows us how we can get the most, both relationship-wise and financially, out of life. As the planet of balance and resources, Venus speaks to us about the ways one influences the other. For as any successful business person will tell you, you must be willing to spend money in order to make it. This is the lifeblood of commerce. There must be an outgoing as well as an incoming flow of energy. Good relationships require give and take, as do all successful enterprises. Very interesting. That's true. Remember we were talking about that, Murray, the whole give and take thing?
Yeah.
Think about it. That works. That's very true with relationships. You give and take constantly. Businesses. You give and take, like, constantly. Like, if you're selling clothes or something like that, you're constantly giving away clothes and taking in more clothes. You know what I mean?
Right.
And a business is a success system. And I kind of would view, like, a relationship to be a successful system as well. It's just a different system of operations. And on a smaller scale. That's interesting. So, like, businesses,
I never thought of it like that.
Basically, businesses are kind of like relationships, in a sense. That's really predominant in your chart, too.
My chart?
Yeah. Because yours is, where was it? I think it's in your first house. Or no, it might be in your seventh house. Let me see. Yeah, you have Capricorn in your seventh house.
Uh-huh.
And the seventh house is about relationships and significant others. And having Capricorn is the business head of the zodiac, or is the very opposite of the emotional Cancer. How funny is that? Given to clear ambition, practical insight, and vision, the sign always takes a distance perspective and a cool appraisal. Deliberate and painstaking, sometimes to the point of austerity, Capricorn loves work and the hard-earned results. Status and material reward are very important. Capricorn. And then you have some other stuff in there, too. In your seventh house, but it's crazy.
It's crazy. Crazy. Is Tiffany there?
No.
Where'd she go?
She died.
She died? That's messed up.
What?
Are you there, Tiff?
Yeah.
That's funny as well.
No, she's still there. Hello.
Reaper.
Yeah.
She's still quiet.
She's sleeping.
Yeah,
oh, yes, Steph. I'm sorry. Yes, I am using my cards. For Lenormand.
Who's GBL? Hey there.
GBL.
And.
Let's do a gerbil later.
Oh. Let's get some call-ins, man. Let's talk to some homies.
My stomach hurts, man.
Why?
I don't know. Just
let's talk about something important.
Oh, my health is not important enough to you, Murray.
No, that's not what I... See, Tiffany, I knew you were going to say that, too.
What did you say, Tiffany?
Nothing, man.
Tiffany.
What did you say? Did you say something about writing a letter?
I said I need a cigarette. That's what I said.
Oh, OIG finally said something. That's good.
Yeah, I'm reading it right now.
Talk about what's going on in the world and how it's going to affect your life. Are we really running out of food and clean water? Do you really think man went to the moon? What about solar energy? Is it our best choice or will it spoil our water?
Hey, can I start this?
Can you what?
Can I start this convo?
Go ahead.
Okay. Let me start off by saying, okay, so I'm in the Army. So obviously, everything that's going around in the world is affecting me greatly because it's my job to know. Especially since my job type, I'm an intelligence collector, so I collect like on everything that's going on. Let me just say that we never went to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Harvey Oswald was never killed by, or Lee Harvey Oswald did not kill JFK. It was all conspiracy by Lyndon Baines Johnson, that motherfucker. solar energy seems like a good idea, honestly, but, I mean, with the way things are going for us now, honestly, it's probably not going to work just because there's so much work for us to do, so we're just going to take the easy way out like we always do. Right now, Yemen's a pretty big threat for us. Iraq is going downhill. It's not a big threat anymore. Afghanistan's a pretty big threat. That's where most of the soldiers are going. Clean water, we're not really running out of it, especially since we're finding ways to be able to purify the salt water, so we have oceans full of that. We're not really running out of food, because as long as you eat meat, I mean, it's like life, so as long as cows and chickens continue to live, then we will be fine. I mean, honestly, I was just kidding. I don't really know if we went to the moon or not. I mean, I like to hope we did. There's supposedly a flag up there. I mean, I've seen it a couple times on TV and stuff. But it could all be a setup. I mean, honestly, the way that America really is trying to hide us from the truth, it's kind of hard to say.
Oh, my God. Murray, keep going. You're bringing in all these people.
All right, well, that's because I have a magnetic personality.
That is very true. Very true.
It's like when I talk about something passionate, even if I don't know what I'm talking about, I just talk.
I was definitely just reading that today about you, and you have like there's a connection, and you naturally just have a good hold over the group of people, like over any group. You just like people just want to listen to you and watch you.
What can I say? I'm a nerd. Oh man, but. No, I mean, you know, I know how people are worried about our whole situation with natural resources and everything, but honestly, I'm feeling pretty good about it. I mean, yeah, I don't want to go ahead and say that it's going to be like good forever, but at least for our lifetime, we're going to be good. I mean, we're not really going to be screwing our children over. They're going to be good with resources and everything. But yeah, eventually it's going to cause a problem for us. I mean, everything ends in a problem, so... I'm not going to tell you we're never going to run out of food. It's going to happen. I'm not going to tell you we're never going to run out of water. It's going to happen. I mean.
See, we need to start, I think what we need to do is start caring about our planet a lot more and stop destroying things and start building new things. And I think we should take after the plants and the stuff, the systems that the Earth has already made out. Like, make our own versions of solar trees. Like, it'll be solar panels, but they look cool. You know, they're actually, like, cool and nice and pretty and beautiful to look at. And, like, model them after the beauty of the Earth. Like, it reminds me a little bit almost of Avatar, you know? Like, we could really, like, make things pretty like that and, like, good to look at. Like, how much interactive and beautiful would the world be if it was, like, just nice to look at all the time?
Right.
That's just something in my sense. I don't know. That's what I think.
No, but I totally understand where you're coming from. Like, the less we care about our planet, the faster it's going to go away. And obviously, I mean, yeah, people don't want to think about it, but that's a big problem for us because we never think about what we're doing to our planet when we do things. Like, look at the rainforest. It's like, it used to be like the world was like 60% rainforest. Well, no, I mean, okay, let me rephrase that. The 75% of the world is obviously made up of water. But this, the out of the amount that's made up of land, 60% of that used to be rainforest. And now everybody's chopping down trees. I mean, what do you think that's going to do for our oxygen situation? I mean,
yeah, we won't be able to breathe. That's not good.
Right. I mean, it's already hard enough to breathe. I mean, with all the shit in the air, all the bad stuff, and, you know, like, we don't need all this. And nobody seems to care, you know, as long as they make their money.
Yeah. Well, I think the Earth is going to start fighting back sometime soon.
I hope so.
I mean, I think it started, but it's going to get probably worse. Who knows? It's scary.
I'm just hope. All you can really do is hope nowadays because it's like...
Yeah, but, you know, I'm a very big believer in it only takes one person to change the world.
I mean, yeah, look at me. That was a funny joke. I'm just kidding.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, who knows? Go ahead, though.
I'm killing so many bad guys right now, and, like, I'm talking at the same time, and it's pretty high speed, dude. I'm about to become Wolverine really quick and just kill all these bad guys.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, like, I mean, people take our world for advantage on a day-to-day basis, and all that does is make things worse. Everybody's always worried, like, a lot of people know about the whole global warming thing, and...
Yeah.
Like, that whole thing's a scam from scientists trying to make money. They got caught on it, and now they're trying to make it all go away.
I mean,
global warming is not true. It's not happening. The world's actually getting colder.
It feels like it. It's friggin' 3 feet of snow here.
I'm in Texas, and it's like 23 degrees.
That's gross. It should be warm. Maybe the Earth is tilting faster or weirder or something.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Did you see what this guy said in the chat room? He's like, yeah, Triple MH needs to tell his mom, stop chucking your dildos into the sea.
Stop throwing all that plastic in the ocean and becoming fish food. All of this G. I don't really know how to say your name, but if you call in and tell me, maybe I will.
It's Obi-Wan Jabrone E, maybe.
Obi-Wan Jabrone. Obi-Wan Jabroni.
Apparently he's only gross on Sunday.
That hurts my feelings.
There you go. Tiffany. Tiffany hung up, what a bitch.
She hung up? Oh, we were talking to her. So, just to keep everybody, all the new listeners informed, we're just trying, you know, little spur-of-the-moment radio show. We didn't really have this planned anything more than a half an hour ago. But we just, you know, wanted to see what people's views on some deep conversation, just things on their mind or things you saw in the news or anything. Actually, today I read that, I don't remember what state it was in, but two planes collided in midair last night. I think it was in Michigan or... I'm not sure exactly what state it was, but yeah, two planes collided and killed every single passenger on the plane. That's pretty crazy, I think, at least.
Wow, that, like, never happens.
It's like, why is there so many plane accidents going on? Like, even, okay, like, the underwear terrorist guy from Yemen, and then now there was that plane that crashed in Florida. Or no, actually, it crashed in Elyria. It was on its way from Florida, and it crashed in Elyria.
I don't even remember.
It's all this crazy stuff going on. It's like, why is all this happening? I don't get it.
Maybe we're not supposed to be flying so much.
Yeah, it's like a sign. It, like, kind of freaks me out a little bit. Like, when I think about it, it's like, I don't really want to fly. Like, yeah, I'm 2,700 miles away from my home in the fucking army, and the only time I can come home is, like, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like...
control.
I don't know, man. It's like, too scary nowadays.
Yeah, but you can't be scared. You gotta, like, embrace and know that it's gonna be okay and that you're here for...
I'm never one of those people that doesn't want to fly. I'm not one of those kind of people. I'm not... you know me. I don't... Come on.
Yeah. That is very true.
Ola Digi, not trying to one-up you or anything, but it's required that every night before a flight, a pilot gets at least 8 hours of sleep. So I'm just trying to rule that out for you. That's actually not the problem. But it is a good suggestion, but actually, every night before a flight, pilots are required at least 8 hours of sleep.
Hmm. That's pretty interesting. That's good, though.
Oh, yeah. That's really good.
My mom friggin' thought this pilot was cute, and her boss gave the pilot my mom's number. It was so weird. It was so funny. She, like, called me all about it, and I was, like, reading her mind, and, like, every time she would try to talk about it, I'm like, oh, did this happen? She's like, yeah, and then she would go into this crazier, longer story, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Do you remember when you used to be able to, well, you probably still can do it, but remember when you used to hypnotize people?
Oh, hell yeah.
Whatever happened to you doing that? Why did you stop doing that?
I still do it. I definitely still do it. I'm supposed to be doing this. I'm doing this, like, hypnosis party for this girl. I think Evie's neighbor. And she wants to, like, hypnotize her mom, and all these people are going to be there. It's so crazy.
Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
What?
Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
I'll invite you, absolutely.
Too late. You already hurt my feelings.
Okay. Well, oh well. But, no, the best thing, the latest thing that I can do with hypnosis now is open up other people's psychic abilities. And it is so crazy. Like, I've only done it 4 times. And pretty...
Wait, you said one time or 4 times?
4 times.
Okay.
And it's worked every time, and it's pretty crazy. It's like, gives them a totally new outlook on life, and they're like, it's awesome. Like, they can actually just, you know, read you and read your thoughts and, like, understand how you feel. They're so empathic and, like, clairvoyant and clairsentient as well. It's really cool.
You want to know what I experienced? It was not last night, but it was the night before.
What?
We were on the phone, me and you were on the phone, and I, like, fell asleep on the phone with you.
Really?
Yeah, and, like, but I was talking to you, and, like, it was weird. It was kind of like I was in this weird state. And I don't know, like, it just, like, felt like at that moment that everything had become clear. It was really awkward for me. I never felt that before, but.
I mean, that's a good sign, I would say.
Oh, yeah, I know. Dude, I'm, like, completely whooping ass right now.
I feel like
Captain America is my fucking hero, dude.
Oh my gosh.
I wish we were here to play this together, dude. This game's fucking sweet.
Dude, I would so love to play right now. Only if you get Left 4 Dead, though.
If you buy it and bring it down here.
Oh, shit. Can you bring video games on planes?
No, they're bombs. People think they're bombs. They get scared.
Seriously, they fucking took like half a jillion shit.
Dude, yeah, I had nail clippers, and they thought I was trying to, like, rob people.
Right? It's so ridiculous. It's so dumb. I'm like, and then you get off the plane, and what if you get off in a bad area? You're, like, vulnerable as fuck, like, for robbers and shit.
I know, dude. What if I get off in Chicago?
Or what if you get off in Haiti? Like, that would suck.
I was trying to go to Haiti, but they won't let me go because I'm going to Afghanistan soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Damn, I just fucking leveled up like a beast. Sorry, this shit's just intense, dude.
I'm gonna play something.
Dude, it's like superheroes. Like, I'm Spider-Man.
Oh, okay, I got you.
You're just killing, like, a bunch of bad guys, like, over and over again. But it's so fucking cool, dude. Uh-oh, I gotta fight this dude that floats. Mass Effect 2? Mass Effect 2, is it third person? Obi-Wan Jabroni, is Mass Effect 2 third person or first person? Because I was thinking about getting it today, but I don't know what kind of game it is. I never played the first one.
I don't know.
I wish we could get a caller. That would be pretty cool.
Oh yeah, if you guys call in, I'll give you a nice little reading or something for your troubles. Ah, third person. Third person is a meme.
What?
What does that even mean?
Like, you know how on Call of Duty you only see the gun?
Mm-hmm.
That's first person. But third person, you, like, see them from behind. Get it? Ha ha.
I got it.
Fuck, what the hell is this about?
Who's DBL?
I don't know, some guy that I was talking to earlier.
Hmm.
Oh, like Gears of War? Okay, I have Gears of War. I don't really like that game. I mean, it's just because it's like very, the controls are very sensitive and it's just not too fun. But I heard Mass Effect 2 was pretty badass. I was going to check it out, but I think I might rent it before I buy it because I heard it was a really long game and I don't want to buy a game that's $60 or less.
Did you all in the military have to take the flying flu? Well,
huh?
I'm not in the military, so I did not have to take the flying flu. Swine flu shot, nor ever will I.
I had to take the swine flu shot. I had to take it twice, actually, because the first time they lost my medical records, so I actually had to take it twice. But it's cool because now I know I'm not going to get swine flu ever in my entire life.
Oh my gosh, it's so gross.
And I'm not a person that gets sick, like if you, like, you know how a lot of people get, like, they get vaccinations and they get sick from it? I'm not one of those people. Like, usually I'm just cool with it. It's pretty good.
Ew, you either had to take the shot or do that. You just snort that loogie, didn't you?
Yeah, I did the nose one first. I snorted the nose thing, and then I did, then I got the shot.
That's disgusting. That's so gross.
Yeah. It's pretty intense. I think we should do a radio show every Saturday night, like me and you hosting it. I think we should do that because it seems like it's doing all right. I mean, we're getting a lot of feedback.
That's very true. There's some interactive people at 4 o'clock in the friggin' morning.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like we had like up to like 8 listeners, and it's 4 o'clock in the morning, probably late or some other place.
I'm all right with that.
But, I mean, yeah, like, Thursday I'll call in and, like, give you a little piece or whatever, but, like, this one, me and you can both host, you know?
Okay.
Wait, what do you, Robin, what do you know about the flu shot that you wouldn't get another one? I don't get it. And no, it wasn't volunteered at all. It was by force. I had to get it. The first one they gave me was the nose one where you just, like, inhale the nose shit. And then the second one, they lost my medical record, so I had to take it again because in the Army you have to get certain amount of shots every year. It's pretty retarded, but I had to. 9:49 a.m. Where are you, Obi-Wan Jabroni?
For real.
What is this about?
In the UK. Oh my gosh.
What happened? Why do I have all these new people?
They're from the UK. Oh man, that's sweet.
Do I have like so many people now?
Who? What?
No, I lost all these keys.
Ah.
Where is the one dude I want to be? Damn, I don't have him yet. I want Gambit.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy.
Wait, what? When I was pregnant, I only got one flu shot in my life when I was pregnant with my son, like a dumbass. And he's born with autism. I'm sorry to hear that, Robin.
Yeah, but I don't think autism is a bad thing. It's just like another.
It's definitely a. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like a.
I don't think it's a disability. People just view it wrong.
No, it's like something that you have to like worry about, or like it's just a lot of stress. Because all the things you have to go through, like automatically, you know, like you just gotta. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like it's.
I think if it's properly nurtured by the parent, then it'll be totally, you know, fine for them to blend in with society. It totally depends on the parent and how they deal with it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Dude, this champion. Dude, I have no idea who this guy is, but he's a beast.
The is-is? What are the is-is? I don't even know what those are. Oh, no, we didn't ask a question. We're just wondering. we're just finally just saw what you said when you came back in. Yeah, I know. I remember seeing an episode on TV or something about somebody being autistic. And that was the very first time I ever heard about it. It was on, like, CSI or something like that. Oh.
I don't know. It's just like a stressful situation to be put in. Like, yeah, you're right. Like, autism, it can actually become a good thing, but it's just, like, it's just stressful, you know, because the way people act towards it nowadays, like, not even the...
Yeah.
Not even just the being autistic. It's just, like, the way people act towards it, like, they automatically think, okay, he needs help, you know, like, or whatever. But it's just, like, it seems kind of like they don't give you a chance.
Yeah.
It's just
true.
Frustrating. That's the word I'm looking for. Frustrating.
Mm-hmm. So, immunizations, that's interesting. How many shots do you think you've had since you were a baby?
Like probably over 40. Because I've been in the Army, so I've gotten at least 20 in the Army.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude. When I went to basic training, you know how many shots I had to get?
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is really crazy. Oh,
I cannot imagine that. I mean, I've had enough just from being born. Yeah, so many shots as soon as I was born. Wonder what they injected you with. Oh, sorry about that, GBO.
Did anybody call in yet, man? We haven't got any calls.
Negative.
Hey, how much time do we have left?
About 37 minutes.
We should probably extend it for another 30 minutes because this is going good, I think, at least.
Okay.
You want to, or pizza?
I'm going to wait for, like, 15 minutes, and we'll see. I can't believe it's almost 10 o'clock there.
I think the chat room is a good idea, because it gives a lot of ideas.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's nice to interact with the people in the chat room. I hate when shows don't have it. It's so boring. I love Blog Talk Radio for it. Oh, my gosh. I think more people need to have more shows. But, like, people that have substance to them, you know? Not just people
that... Yeah, how does people want to try to be, like, fucking Dare Beater and stupid shit like that? I mean,
like,
yeah, it's just funny, but there's a place and time for it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, 4 o'clock in the morning is a good
place. It's off right now. Oh, I'm out,
man.
I'm getting hurt.
Oh, man, I need to get my human design charts back. It's the coolest thing ever. It, like, combines.
GBL, did you get the screen of death yet, or are you good? Did you get the blue screen of death yet?
Blue what?
Screen of death, dude.
The blue screen of death.
The blue screen. Never mind. Okay, dude. Never mind.
What is that from?
Like when you get, like when your computer stops working and shit, and you get that blue screen.
Oh, that thing. No. It just crashed on me totally. It just like turned off completely. All she wrote.
It was all she wrote.
It was over. What's BSOD? I don't even want to guess. You don't have that Windows Vista? Windows Vista sucks. I hate Vista. I want to get Windows 7, or I'm straight up just going to get a Mac.
Don't get a Mac, I'm telling you, dude.
Why? It's so awesome. It's exactly what I need.
You're such a hater.
Why?
You are a hater.
No, I'm sick of PC.
Dude, this game is really cool, dude. I for comic book fans, or not even, just like everybody who knows who the superheroes are, this Ultimate Alliance 2 game is kind of fucking sweet. I mean, yeah, you do the same shit over and over again, but it's still pretty sweet.
Yeah. That's what I like about Left 4 Dead too. I don't care if it's the same thing. I love playing online. If you don't have Xbox Live, it's just so pointless.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, that's why I have so many different types of games. Because, like, at first, I bought a bunch of first-person shooters, you know, and I was like, dude, this is stupid. I just have, like, four different kinds of first-person shooters. They're all, like, the same game.
Yeah.
And then I decided to start expanding my horizon, and I bought, like, I have Madden and, like, NBA Live, and I have a bunch of games. There goes my army bonus, dude. I have, like, 6 million games and, like...
Oh, my gosh.
7 million TV or movies.
At least you're enjoying them.
Yeah, I would go ahead and say that.
They're good time killers. I miss that. Like, I used to play video games, and it would be like 4 o'clock in the morning before I even knew it. And I'm like, shit, dude, I gotta work.
Right. Like, shit.
At that point, I don't even go to bed. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, you do, liar.
No, I'd be like, yo, hook me up with some Adderall.
Oh, my God, you addict.
Dude, I haven't taken Adderall in so long.
That's a complete lie.
No, I swear to God.
That's how it is between us. You're just going to log it.
I would not lie on the radio show. Nor would I lie.
I'd be mad off like 10 minutes straight.
What?
I don't know. I'm just talking shit. Sorry. I'm just bored.
I guess
kind of sparked from the combo like we just had. It was a pretty good one.
I kind of want to play a song.
What kind of song?
I don't know. I have a bunch of them in my uploads. Oh, I know what I'm going to play. I'm going to play it. Are you ready? It's a really short one.
Does that mean we can't talk? Or?
I mean, you can still talk, but it's going to be pretty loud.
Hey, everybody.
I can turn it down, though.
Listen up to this song. It's pretty sweet.
Okay. I'll say the title afterwards.
One, two, three, go.
Oh, thanks, OAG. I don't even know how to say your name.
Oh, is this your song?
Yeah.
Imagine if you woke up and felt this fallen dream. I feel that every day and turn my life into a movie screen. But I would never trade it or think to let it go. I want to show the world and give them all the chance to know. Feeling deeper.
Go. Breath, feel the
burn, life has its crazy cycles, and that's the end of your turn.
Oh, shit.
That was good, dude. I like that one. I don't think I've heard that one before.
Really?
Really, really.
I love that one. That was like the very first one I ever made.
No.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's my very first song.
That's a lie. You just lied to my face.
No, dude. I swear to God. Don't even get me started. Oh, my God. Should I play something else in the background?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what to play. Okay, I'm going to run through the list.
Hey, he showed you how to spell it. Ola Deji.
Ola Deji? Oh, you said that earlier. I get it. That's pretty cool. Alright.
Nobody else is talking. I guess we're pretty boring now. We were pretty cool in the beginning, and they all got in, and now they're just, like, chillaxing.
Yeah, Ola Deji brought up some pretty nice topics to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. Do you like friend requests you want this or no?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely at Ola Daisy for sure. BTR profile. Oh my god. Like, hello, add to your friends.
Are you playing another song or no?
I might. We'll see. I'm looking at it. But
I think you should play a song I told you to play because I like it.
Should I play one of my songs?
Yeah, actually, but I mean, after that, you should play the song I told you to play earlier.
What song?
Stealing.
Oh.
Then we can bring up the topic about Lil Wayne. You know, we could start it off with, like, a song by him, and then...
Hmm.
Like, tell everybody to really listen to the lyrics, not just, like, the song, and tell us how they feel about it and everything.
Well, I'm definitely pretty sure that they listen to his words. Do you think?
Yeah, but some people just, like, don't like him so much that they just, like, don't listen, kind of.
Well, I mean, I guess that goes with any artist that they don't like.
But you're sort of saying,
what?
I'm saying, like, if we tell them to listen, like, to his lyrics, not just, like, automatically discredit him because he's Lil Wayne, and maybe we can get a next topic going about him and if he was president.
Hmm. You know, every artist has that to them. They have like that little glimmer into like this amazing like state of mind, you know?
Yeah.
Like each artist, they can do that. I think that's why they're musically quote unquote gifted, just because they can bring you to this different state of mind just by either talking or singing longer or something.
But I can do that, though. You know I can.
Yeah, for sure. And like, you know what? We should do that. That's a good idea. You're good at it with talking, and I'm good at it with music.
Right.
And, like, in the creative expression. But you're good at it with people.
Right.
Like, you're really good at it with people.
Right.
And, like, I can express it so much in a song. That's funny. Pretty cool, though. We should act on that or think about it. And think about how to use it.
I'm down.
I mean, we did start this radio show out of nowhere. Dude, I gotta go get a piano so bad.
What is it, GBL, what do you mean by show fail? Like, we suck? I'm sorry that we don't appeal to your liking.
No, friggin'. Their radio thing isn't working. It keeps cutting in and out or something.
Oh. Sorry, GBL. I didn't mean to offend Z.
So there's no way this is a failed show.
What did you say?
So there's no way this is a failed show.
Well, you never know. Some people don't. You know, some people don't like some people's opinions. Invisible Woman? Oh, I'll be an Invisible Woman.
Yeah, see, they keep coming back in and out. I feel bad. Sorry, GBO. That sucks. Whatever, if people hate, then they can hate all they want. There's no reason. Well, not yet.
I mean, honestly, whatever. I know I'm doing my job, so.
Doing your job.
What?
What did you say?
I said I'm doing a good job, so.
Oh, absolutely. So who do you think's gonna win tomorrow? Super Bowl.
No, I want the Colts are better, but I mean I don't want to start a fight with anybody.
What number Super Bowl is this?
What's up?
What number Super Bowl is this?
It's 44.
Oh, sure, the Angel number.
The Colts versus the Saints, but the Saints are about to get spanked.
The Saints are going to win.
No,
yeah.
They've been to the Super Bowl before. They don't know what's going on. They're going to get worked.
They're totally going to win. Oh, there's no other show on now. That's why everybody's here. That's too funny. Oh, good shit. Welcome to the only show on the air. Woo!
Because we're high speed, dude. We don't sleep. We fucking give you guys entertainment. So quit your bitching.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we were really that bad, they would just go to bed or something, you know?
Well, it's 10 o'clock by some people.
Yeah, but...
Good morning. That's crazy. I always felt like I should be in a different time.
I do show this early.
What?
Right, Matt. No, nobody's there. Just talking smack on the
thing. I like always felt like I was
I love shows and stuff like that. Radio shows are fun, but nobody will call in, so we don't have anything to talk about.
There's plenty to talk about.
Well, give me an idea of what's talking about.
When are they going to make weed legal?
What?
When are they going to make weed legal?
Yeah, but I can't really talk about that.
I think they will.
I think they will too, but I still won't be able to do it.
Yeah, that's true. That sucks. Hmm. There's like a lot of action in California. I've always felt like I was supposed to be on the west side, or the west coast. Like for some reason, I was sitting there today, and I was just playing around in my imagination, and then I started a little bit to drift off to sleep, and I was listening to music, and like for some reason, like my hand was like on my head, and it, like felt like it was like a hot day or something like that. I totally felt like I was laying in, like, a beach chair on the beach and just sitting there, and I was so comfortable. It was so perfect. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You want to take a vacation and go sit by the ocean.
If I ever go on vacation, I'm going to Ohio.
Ew, why?
I heard Ohio is pretty much the best. Hey, Robin. I got a what's up, Merg. Hey. What's up? But, Ohio, I heard, was pretty much, like, the shit. Like, I've never been there, but I heard it was really pretty cool. Like, I heard if you go anywhere, to any exotic resort, you go to Ohio.
Why?
Because Ohio is pretty much sweet. So much to do there, dude. Can't you just think about it? It's like the best culture ever. It's like those Cleveland Browns are like 10 times Super Bowl champions or whatever.
Yeah, about that.
Okay, so I'm from Ohio. That doesn't make me like it anymore, okay?
I'm pretty sure I've never won a Super Bowl. They never even went. They never even went. That's so sad.
No, they won a championship, but,
We never went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that's because it wasn't called the Super Bowl yet. Why are you talking shit on your own team, huh?
Because they've never been there. That's okay. It's not like
what?
It's not better than the Bills. The Bills went 4 years in a row, then they lost each time.
Hey, Robin, can I know you by any chance?
What?
I think I know Robin.
You know Robin?
I think I might do, because she just randomly said, what's up, man? With, like, a big, huge exclamation mark and stuff.
I don't know.
Or maybe I'm just so cool on the radio that nobody can resist talking to me. I don't really know.
Maybe it feels like they just know you. You're so well-personable and known.
They just want to know me. They want to be my friend.
Oh, my God. Like, I love this kid.
Like the coolest ever. Hear us talking.
What? Who jacked off in the socks?
On air, that's kind of gross.
Who, me? Yeah, I just did like 2 minutes ago. You're freaking good, Obi.
Nah.
I'm just kidding. But for real?
I'm confused because I can't hear us talking anymore. Can they hear us talking?
I'm pretty sure.
Turn up your thing and see if it's working.
Do what?
Turn up your thing and see if it's working.
See if what's working.
If they can hear us.
I'm pretty sure they can definitely hear us.
Okay. I'd like to make a shout out to a close friend of mine. Her name is Mike.
Mike who?
Mike Delta. Woo! But
I don't understand this sock dude. I'm so confused.
Yeah, I'm just kind of grossed out, to be completely honest with you.
It sounds way too dirty.
I'm tired, man. Like, super tired.
Oh, it's my birthday minute. It's 5:12 here in the East Coast. It's my birthday minute.
LOL, yeah. Who wants to be my friend? I like friends. Friends are nice. How the fuck am I done, dude? Fuck.
I have to add you as a friend. I didn't even do that yet.
You need a... Right.
You need a picture.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, but then I was like, nah. What if I don't want people to know what I look like? What if I'm, like, too good looking for the radio?
That could happen.
Why'd the room close?
I don't know. What just happened?
That's not fucking cool.
Aw, shit.
Is it time over?
No, it just closed the room. Hang on, I'll get it back up.
Everybody's probably super pissed because of our amazing show.
They're like, oh my god. Ah. Cause you're taking all of my energy, taking all of my... Oh, get back in the room, it's open.
I'm not in it.
You have to refresh the page.
What the F right now, dude?
I think it happened because I added you as a friend.
Good job, Brandon.
My bad. It'll reconnect, though. Maybe.
Everybody's probably super mad. They're probably all gone.
No, they're not mad because they're not here.
Now it's just me and you once again.
And then there were two.
Oh, wait, this is being recorded so people can listen to it later, can't they?
Yes, sir.
Dude, so definitely play Lil Wayne right now.
Lil Wayne?
Yes.
Are you for real?
Yes, I am.
I don't know if I want to play him on air.
Why, dude? They play him on air all the time.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, the radio that everybody listens to, not just some people.
Hmm. Okay. We'll do it. Feeling.
It's just such a good song, dude. I just want to hear it.
Okay. Well, it's going to be just on YouTube or something. It's I Got a Feeling, not Feeling.
Nobody wants to talk to us anymore. Are people still listening even if they're not in the chat room?
Yeah. Unless they left.
I think we were doing pretty good show today, huh?
I would say so. Dude, I don't understand. I can't find it. Maybe you should play it.
How do I do it? Just play it?
Yeah.
Like through my phone?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I can't hear it, or I can't find it.
Well, I'm not worried about it, then. Nobody's even listening anyway, so it's like a waste of time. Actually, no, I'm going to play it. You know why? Because I'm a rebel.
I want to pull some cards.
Young money, surfing in big shacks, how to do the thing, that's where it's in the first one. Hold the gun sideways like old dog. Painkillers every nigga with a dog on. Big bread like a picnic, nigga. Money spread like germs get sick, nigga. Yeah. Fuck them other niggas. I don't care if you was Michael Phelps, my nigga.
Oh my god.
Fighting than the motherfucking Phelps, my nigga. The Young Money shit, top shelf, my nigga. We the motherfuckers like Phelps, my nigga. I am. Flow like syringes. Yeah, I'm in my got a cool like the benches. I was in the trenches. Now I'm in the trunk and everybody got your back while you're in the front. You would never say stop playing with a gangster. Green chill pace and he ran like a flaker. And green's on the ankles. I'm all over this ice cream be like sprinkles. If you's a hater, I am eating. You's a waiter. Pistol on my hip. Tomb Raider. Holler at your guala. Tomb Raider. Young tomb nigga. Diamond nigga. And if you think it's weak, buy a room, nigga. Time for a nigga. You know my game, shit. Give me your brain, like, very bad brain, baby. I love motherfucking man. Super pretty, man, like a motherfucking man. And I be with my dogs like a motherfucker hunting every day of the week is the first of the month. Timing off a day with a diamond in his face. Can't tell the time because the diamond's in his face. We can get it popping like a semi-automatic. And if we got beef, I put the biscuit on a patty. Soft headed, big money added, putting this shit now, getting athletic. I'm on a boat, bitch, getting seasick. Stop playing, I'm pushing another green stick. True shit. Well, of course, I smoke mad weed. I'm on my high horse. Please don't shoot me down. I land feet flat, then walk a million miles with the Rollins on my back. And I need a massage. And when it comes to hoes, man, I gotta collide. Finger on the button. Nigga just stuntin', if you ain't the bank teller, don't tell me nothing. Cause so strong, you can feel me coming. Bitch, I go all like the Morgan Reed, honey. You think y'all tricky? Or boy, we punting. Yeah, money, baby, we the shit, we coming. Most silly, motherfucker. That is rap the whole song, what?
You're up. Okay, I wanna play a song.
What?
I'm gonna play a song.
From?
I love this song.
I can't really hear it.
What?
Can't really hear it.
Really?
Really?
How can you not hear that?
Sorry, I can't hear it. I can like barely hear it. It's like mumbled. Like, I pray in my heart that this dream never ends. Is that Mariah Carey?
No.
Beyonce Knowles?
No.
Leon Lewis?
Yes, sir. I love her.
I know you do.
So good.
She looks like a white Beyonce.
What?
She looks like a white Beyonce.
Oh, hell no. She does not at all.
Yeah, no, I'll just tell her yes, she does.
No way.
Yep, that's it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No way, she's way more exotic looking.
No, she's not.
Oh, yes, she is. I don't see her picture.
Looks like a white Beyonce.
No way.
As far as her
bigger nose and deeper eyes. Totally different facial structure. Bianca
well,
is round and Leona is way more oval.
No.
Hell yes, trust me. I can study these things. Face them up, so how does that?
You know what I love?
What?
Captain Crunch.
You know what I love?
What?
Cocoa Pebbles.
You know what sucks about Captain Crunch, though?
What?
You know what sucks about Captain Crunch, though?
What?
It's like a love-hate thing, because like, you love it so much, but it cuts the shit out of your mouth.
Yeah, I hate that.
But it's so good.
But...
so
wow, did that even play?
Not really.
It's like the best note, and it's not even on there.
Oh, it's so good.
Maybe it sounds different on the computer.
Captain Crunch is so good.
Ah, your mom is so good.
Oh, man.
How does it feel that I'm closer to your mom than you are?
You better stop right now, young man. I got one for you. How does it feel like I'm closer to your dreams than you are?
What?
Yeah, I said it.
Why are you close to my dreams? Get the hell out of there. Got him.
God.
We got 6 minutes left. What do you want to do?
I don't know. I'd like to give a special thanks to Mike, my homie G, from the South Side.
Michael Hunt.
What?
Michael Hunt.
Mike Hunt. Oh, no, not him. Mike Oxbig.
Mike who?
Mike Oxbig.
Oxbig?
Yeah.
I got it. We had quite a few listeners. I was very surprised. People showed up.
Me too, I told you.
They're all like, whoa. Next time, I want to be more awake.
Yeah, I'm tired as fuck. I'm eating Captain Crunch right now. It's fucking 4:30 in the morning.
I think next show I want to be super drunk.
That won't be safe.
What?
That won't be safe.
That would be totally okay because I'll just keep talking and talking and talking and talking.
Yeah, but
you should probably drink too. What?
You could ruin your crap.
Ruin your what?
Your cred. Your street cred.
Oh. That's true. Well, it's not very...
We could do it anonymously, like not on Thursday.
That would make sense to be drunk on Thursday, but...
That would. We should. Never mind. Let's do it.
I don't know if I'm going to do it on Thursday because I have to work the next day.
Oh, and I don't. I don't have to wake up at 5 in the morning and run fucking 4 miles.
Fuck that. I love being lazy.
Oh, no. I hate not being lazy.
That sucks.
Yep.
You just lay in bed.
This is the latest I've stayed up in, like, 3 months.
3 o'clock is the latest you stay up.
It's 4:30 over here.
Yeah, it's 5:30 over here.
This is, like, the latest I've stayed up in a long ass time.
Oh, the show's over. Good shit.
Really?
Yo. That was cool.
Yeah, that's an hour and a half show.
Yeah, I'm gonna hang up and then call you back.
Alright.
Okay, this is Brandon. Okay, bye.
Bye.